This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, what does that tell you when you hear that? What does that tell you? I know what it tells me. That tells me it's time for another exciting episode of 1911 University. Of course, the lecturer here, the resident lecturer, is Joe Chambers from Chambers Gun. He joins us once again. Good evening, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm just trying to cope. Some of your the people that are listening to this, they're getting confused. So this is every Thursday night, first hour. Anybody listening right now, every Thursday night. Some people thought they missed it last night, which they did because we didn't do it.
Yeah, you missed out last night. It was amazing.
Wow, okay. Well, sorry I missed that.
No, the people that are listening tonight, they missed out last night.
Yeah.
It was so amazing, I didn't even hear it.
So what's, I know what we talked about we're going to talk about, so are we still going with that?
Yeah, let's talk about it. You ready?
I am.
All right. So what we're going to talk about tonight is trigger pulls, and in particular, the 5/6 phases of trigger pull. So what I'll do here, what I think is a good way to go about it, is I'm going to tell you the stages, and as we go through, if you have questions or something that comes to mind, just tell me what you think. All right.
I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding you. Are you in a good spot or something, or a bad spot perhaps? Or
let me move over by the door.
That was beautiful. All right. Now we're cooking.
You good?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we're going to do the stages of the trigger pull.
Yep.
And what I'll do is I will tell you what the stages are. And we'll go through them one by one. I'll tell you what the stages are and what the effects are of each stage. And then if you have, you have questions and comments, throw them out there at me. So first I'm just going to tell you all of them at one time, right? And then we can kind of go through them. And again, this is on 1911, 2011s for people out there listening. Maybe for the first time, they don't understand what we're doing here. We're talking about different parts, different things in regards to 1911 pistols and how they interrelate to each other. Depending on the pistol, there can be up to 56 parts. Sometimes there's a few more, depending on what kind of gun it is, that have to interrelate with each other. So here's the stages of a trigger pull. You have pre-travel, which most people consider play up front. You have engagement, you have pressure, you have release, you have after travel or over travel, and then you have reset. Okay? And so for the first one, you got pre-travel. Is the distance the trigger and the disconnector move before the disconnector engages the sear legs. And in 1911s, you really need some amount of pre-travel. It can be very small, like, what you experience on my Night Fighter, or it can be much longer. Depends on what you're building the gun for, who you're building the gun for, the use of the gun, but you have to have some pre-travel on the trigger, or the disconnector won't have enough room to clear so that the sear can reset on the hammer. There's a number of ways that you can adjust the pre-travel. You can do it with a tab or a screw in front of the bow. You can do it with the length of the trigger bow itself, the width of the sear legs. Sometimes you get frames that are cut too far forward or too far to the rear, and so you have to play around with that a little bit, just depending on what you're getting. But pre-travel is the first stage, and that's that first little bit of movement that you feel when you're pulling the trigger as you're taking up that first little bit of pressure.
Okay.
Any questions about that?
Nope. I wouldn't have. Listen, I know how the trigger feels. I'm learning as we go. So, no, I don't have any questions about that.
All right.
I don't want you to. Okay, go.
Huh? Okay. No, go ahead.
No. I was just saying, I want you to explain it because I know there's a purpose behind this.
Okay. So, with pre-travel, your pre-travel can be too heavy. But it can also absolutely be too light. If you've got a trigger that's rattly back and forth, like we sent out a WMG recently, and trigger was perfect when it left here. And the guy called me up. He'd had it a couple months or whatever, shot some rounds through it, took it apart, cleaned it, called me and says, you know, the trigger is kind of rattly in the frame. And I'm like, that's really unusual. We don't send them out like that, certainly. So I told him, I said, well, send it back, which is kind of is pretty rare for me. So he sends the gun back. Sure enough, the trigger was rattly, like shook back and forth.
Right.
And what it looked like was the tab that we cut it. We cut a tab in the front of the trigger bow to be able to adjust that pre-travel amount. And it looked like it had been bent back, which it had been. There's no looking like it. It had been bent back. So this bending it back caused the looseness, which Having too loose of pre-travel can cause a whole assortment of problems. It can cause your trigger not to reset. It give you a false feeling trigger pull. There's a whole litany of things. So when you're playing with your trigger, make sure that you have just a little bit of pre-travel at the minimum, and that it has some weight on it. You don't want it just free floating there. That's not good.
All right.
So then we get into engagement. And engagement is, scientifically speaking, it's where the disconnector has engaged the sear legs and the disconnector is basically doing what its namesake is. It is going to now begin to disconnect the sear from the hammer. And if, you know, we take a lot of guns apart that we get in here that are factory guns or whatever guns, and I could go on and on about work that's being done out there. Very, very rarely, there's very few people out there that are polishing the surfaces where this engagement takes place on the disconnector and the sear legs.
Okay.
So if you don't polish it, then what you get is friction. You're going to get friction either way, but you get felt friction if those areas aren't polished. Same thing with the pre-travel. If you don't polish the back of the trigger bow and the front face of the disconnector, then what you get is you get friction, and you feel that friction when you pull the trigger. You feel that friction in the form of little hiccups. You feel the friction in the form of additional weight. You feel the friction in the form of grittiness or sluggishness. And people, you know, for years they've talked about the trigger work that I do and now my guys do, and how oftentimes, you know, the trigger feels lighter than what it really weighs. Well, part of that is during the pre-travel and the engagement phase.
I tell you what, we've got about 15 seconds left. Let's
go.
Pick it up from here when we get back. Guys, we got so many places we're going today. Chambers Custom. You can find if you're interested in what Joe does, chamberscustom.com. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking with Joe Chambers because this is the 1911 University. He was educating us to the stages, the five stages of pulling the trigger. So if you would, please, sir, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you. Please continue.
No, you're fine. So during the engagement phase, as we were talking about before, if the front of the disconnector, the back of the disconnector, the front of the steer legs, the back of the trigger, if those areas aren't all polished, then you're going to have gritty feel. You're going to have a heavier feel. You have all kinds of symptoms of those things. And this is very, very common in, you know, factory guns, semi-custom guns, and more custom guns than I really care to talk about. So the engagement phase, again, is when the disconnector starts pressing on the sear legs and the sear legs move and start to press on, you know, or the disconnectors press on the sear legs and it allows the sear to start moving. Then you got your pressure phase, the third phase, which is you're applying pressure to the trigger by the finger, and it's transferred to the disconnector and the sear, and then it's allowing the sear to release, right? And if it's done correctly, there'll be no movement of the sear or the hammer until the pressure increases to the point of releasing the hammer from the sear. Now, that can depend on what kind of trigger pull you have. If you have a long roll, then you're going to have some movement. If you have a short, medium roll, you're going to have very finite movement. Like on my knife fighter that you had there, it has a short roll. So when you're pulling the trigger slowly, you can feel just a slight amount of movement, which from our experience with bullseye shooters over the years, short roll has consistently produced the best results for the widest group of shooters. We have some guys that like a long roll. They're extremely accomplished, high masters, very rare. We have some guys that like a super crisp trigger. Again, extremely accomplished high masters, very rare. But when you apply that pressure to the trigger with the finger, you absolutely have to make sure the pressure is applied straight back. If you apply the pressure to one side or the other, then you run the risk of discombobulating, for lack of better words, the trigger placement on the disconnector and the sear and causing a feeling that you don't want in the trigger. Fourth is the release. That's the disengagement of the hammer from the sear. At this moment of release, until the hammer strikes the firing pin, there shouldn't be any interference with the falling hammer from the sear. It shouldn't touch at all. As soon as the sear releases the hammer to go forward, the sear should be free and clear. It shouldn't hit the half-cock notch. The front of the hammer hook shouldn't rub the back inside of the sear, none of that. All of that creates friction that affects the functioning of the gun. And the half-cock notch coming in contact with the sear nose is super common, especially if you go back to, if you jump to stage five where the after travel is, or the over travel, a lot of guys will try to set that screw in the trigger too close. I set it super close. But they overset it, and then when you pull the trigger, the half-cock notch will hit the sear and cause damage. So the release needs to be clean. It needs to be fast. It needs to be fully free of any contact between the hammer and sear at that point so that ignition can take place properly. Fifth stage is the over-travel. That's how far the trigger continues to travel after the hammer is released from the sear. And it's determined by the trigger stop screw hitting the mag catch or by the tang of the grip safety. I know there's someone out there listening to me right now that right. says, but I thought that trigger screw in the front of the trigger is for trigger weight. No. That screw is not for trigger weight. It has no effect on trigger weight whatsoever. If you play with that screw in the front of the trigger and you don't know what you're doing, you can make the gun go full auto. You can also make the gun not fire at all. So don't mess with the trigger screw unless you know what you're doing. There's plenty of videos and books out there to teach you, but don't just go willy-nilly trying to screw that screw in or out. To me, go ahead.
No, I'm just going, okay.
Yeah. So to me, the over-travel or after-travel, as some people call it, is perhaps one of the most important parts of the trigger pull. You can have a long trigger pull. You can have a short trigger pull, a super crisp one. You can even have a little grit in the trigger pull. If you don't have the over-travel set properly, you're going to see deficiencies on the target. If you have too much over-travel and an undisciplined shooter, what you will see is you'll see shots low left, you'll see shots high right in a right-handed shooter. You'll see shots high left where they're healing the gun, because as soon as the trigger breaks, they're still moving the trigger finger. They can't help it. And in other brands of guns, striker-fired guns in particular, factory guns, where you have a lot of over-travel after the striker releases, you see, people call it the Glock tick. Guys are jerking shots low left with their Glocks because yep. There's so much over-travel, and they can't help themselves, right? In the case of a Glock, you can put a ghost disconnector in there and get rid of that over-travel and solve a lot of those problems. But in a 1911, it's way easier. You just adjust the over-travel screw and you're fixed.
Okay.
So the last phase, the sixth phase, is the reset. And reset can be anything from just a few ounces, if it's a target shooter, to a couple of pounds. If it's a combat style gun, I like the reset to be a little stronger because I don't want that trigger to not reset. It absolutely has to go back forward so that the guy behind the gun has a second shot. If it doesn't, that can cost him big time.
Right.
So when you deal with the reset, I always like to put, I determine what the guy's going to do with the gun. And that's how we determine how much pressure we're going to put on the reset of the trigger.
Okay. Let's hold right here because this is a good place to hold. If you want to, I want to ask you some questions about that when we get back.
Yep, absolutely.
Chamberscustom.com. If you're looking at maybe getting a Chambers custom pistol, you want to investigate that process, then go to chamberscustom.com. That's where it all begins. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rescheduling his trip to Poland as Hurricane Dorian heads toward Florida.
It's something very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
The president says Vice President Mike Pence will be heading to Poland to attend a Warsaw ceremony marking the 80th start of World War II. The Department of Veterans Affairs is investigating potential wrongdoing after multiple patients died at a VA hospital in West Virginia. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie tells Fox News that they're waiting to hear the conclusions of the department's inspector general.
It is time for the inspector general, who is not controlled by me or the White House, to finally end this investigation, to answer the questions that our grieving families have. It has been far too long.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. I'm talking to Joe Chambers because it's 1911 University. He just told us about the five stages of the trigger. Let me ask you a question. Are triggers on 1911s, are they all created equal? Does yours actually function at a higher degree of efficiency than, say, something coming out of a box? I mean, well, and I'm sure it does. I just don't know to what degree and in which way.
Yes. The simple answer is yes. And the complex answer revolves more around the prep of the parts and the fitment of the parts. For example, the trigger, when we fit a trigger to the frame itself, it's extremely precise, whether it's a wide-body 2019-style gun or it's a single-stack. You'll notice that there's no up and down play. There's no vertical movement, and not in the shoe nor in the bow, which what that allows is that allows for the trigger to move straight forward and straight back, which means you as the shooter have to do less work to make the trigger go straight forward and straight back, which in return means that you're going to have better shot process, the cleaner break of the shot, which means your target's going to look better.
So when you're describing this trigger and you're describing the actions these triggers take and everything, I'm going to suppose that yours are much more precise and efficient because you understand the way those things work. I did not realize that there were that many stages to a trigger, to be honest with you.
Yeah, most people don't. Most people go, oh, pull trigger, go bang. Yep. That's a good summation of it.
Well, that's what Steve Fisher, when I said, Steve, how do you shoot? I pull trigger, go bang.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I didn't ask you, did I? That's the problem. I didn't ask you about that. So, that's interesting. Now, are there other triggers in 1911s that have four stages, that have seven stages, that have 20 stages? I mean, is it basically a five-stage trigger, or is it just the way it's realized with Chambers custom? Are there any differences out there?
Oh, I felt some triggers that had 20 stages in them.
Okay.
There ain't no two ways about it. You know, I felt some triggers that felt like a box of gravel had been thrown in there after you drove the gun down the road a ways. But those kind of issues come from deeper problems. For example, the angle of the sear nose. Do you have a positive angle? Do you have a negative angle? You know, do you have a neutral angle? The angle of the hammer hooks. How long are the hammer hooks? Because there's a minimum and a maximum length that the hammer hooks really can be for an effective and efficient trigger pull. If you get too short, the gun will go full auto on you. And I'm telling you what, nothing will surprise the heck out of you like a 45 ACP with 8 rounds in the mag and 1 in the tube going full auto. It'll scare the crap out of you.
I can only.
It's not something. Yeah, it's not something you want to experience, especially at an indoor range. You will be asked to leave. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes into the prep of the parts to make them efficient. And to give that feel of once the pre-travel's gone, one smooth press with no over-travel.
Right.
Okay. And there's, you know, over the years, there's been tons of gimmicks. There's been tons of ploys to try to get, you know, triggers better, whatever. We were talking earlier today, I've seen pictures and diagrams of 1911 triggers that were pivoting. Why? I don't know. You know, I mean, that doesn't interest me. I have seen guys try to go back 50 years in time and do radiuses on the noses of sears. Why? I don't know. You know, I mean, we have parts now that don't require that kind of sorcery, if you will.
Right.
All of those kind of things, they're very akin to other thought processes in the industry in regards to 1911s. For example, this myth that continues to persist out there among some really popular people that 9mm 1911s and 2011s and 2019s cannot be made to run reliably.
Oh.
And that's complete horse hockey. I mean, there are guys.
That's a very smooth segue. I know where this is going, people. I know. Very smooth
like
segue.
It?
I did. I you've been practicing. I like this.
So, I got a face for radio, Bill.
Yeah, you do. Me and you both. I mean,
yeah.
Me and you both.
You know, there's a lot of myths out there, just like that one, where you look at them. You look at a post on the internet, or you hear somebody talk about it, and you're like, "Where the heck did this guy come?" I mean, you're supposed to be a professional. Why are you saying that the 9mm in a 1911 doesn't work when there's dozens of us out there that have proved it does for 20 years? That's silly.
And let's put it in context. It doesn't work in a dependable manner for a service pistol.
Exactly.
Right? That was the claim.
That was pretty much verbatim of the claim is for a service pistol, it's not reliable.
The default pistol that this individual was going with was a Glock.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Glocks are utterly reliable, right? Except for if you actually branch out and talk to some real trainers who actually teach classes with lots of Glock pistols or any other brand, you know, for that matter, and they will tell you what kind of failure rates they get.
What you just described when you were talking about triggers is every Glock pistol I ever get shoots exactly the way you were talking about, low left. And that's because
that ain't the gun.
Yeah, well, trigger. So apparently they engineer that trigger for all of us to look like we can't shoot. No, and then we have to adjust.
I don't think it was engineered to show you that you, to make you look like you can't shoot. It's just the way it was engineered.
Okay.
Right? It's a safety concern because when you start doing things on a polymer striker based pistol like that, that decreases or eliminates over travel, decreases or eliminates pre travel, then you can potentially get into the realm of now you have trigger issues. And just like with everything mechanically inside of the gun, whether it's a 1911, a Glock, or whatever brand, it doesn't matter. When you get into the inside of the gun and you start changing measurements and dimensions and start swapping parts out, you have to be very careful because you could end up with a gun that flat out doesn't function. It's a single shot. And if that's the case, you should buy two of them and a piece of paracord, tie them together, and have a bolo. Or you end up with a gun that is an illegal full auto, and now you got other issues. You know, now you actually have a dangerous weapon system.
We will expand upon this when we get back. We're coming up on the final break. We can go a little more in depth into this post thing that you did because there's a little more to this than we have talked about this far. But, ChambersCustom.com, that's where you can go and look if you want to see the finest example of a 1911/2011 pistol that I've ever found. That's where you go if you want to take a look at that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Reformation line. That's the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As it is, you know, it's Thursday, final segment. It's always quite instructive for me because I like 1911. So being in 1911 University with Joe Chambers is sort of cool for me. So joining us again is Joe Chambers, and we've been talking about this thing. Now this is what I say, and this is what interests me about this. I don't care who you are. There's very few people. I don't know anybody that would ever get out there and say there's only one gun, and there's only one way. And if you're out there and you're seeing somebody saying that, well, then you can understand why I want to talk about this with Joe. So Joe ran across this. Now, Joe makes a 1911/2011/2019, whatever you want to call it. He makes a pistol that if I have to run out the door in the zombie apocalypse and I'm looking for a pistol, if I have enough magazines for that pistol, I'm grabbing that pistol because that's plan A. That would be plan A. Just simply because of how good it is. That does come with a couple of things that, you know, you have to do to acquire plan A. And plan B is pretty good. Plan B is not settling for anything. But, I mean, there's really well put together pistols. And then there's Joe's pistols, which sort of stand in the class by themselves. So you came across, do you want to mention this guy by name?
No, we don't need to mention him by name.
Okay. Well, if you recognize yourself, sir, in this description, if you think that you're being picked on or something, bill@lockandloadradio.com, you can email me. I'll give you the equal time that you can have. And then if you want to come and debate me and Joe, well, you do that at your own risk. Anyway.
To the point, well, you know, he was basing this off of one gun that he carried. And he tried many magazines, apparently, and many different kinds of ammo, and yada, yada, yada. And to the point, okay, that's a sample size of one on a factory-produced gun.
Right.
Have I seen the same brand of factory-produced 9mm gun that he had have issues? Absolutely. It's an $800 pistol. I would not say it's duty grade. You know, just like I wouldn't say a lot of other $500 to $800 pistols of various makers and models and styles, not just 1911s, were not suitable for duty grade. But I think that we're living in a time frame now where it is absolutely possible to have a pistol built, you know, whether it's by me or a number of other builders that are out there that are competent, that you can have a pistol properly built in 9mm that will run reliably for duty use. And to think otherwise or to get out there and, you know, make this statement based on one sample size, I don't think that's really the best course of action to take as a fellow professional.
Sort of short-sighted and premature, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes you look like a potato. Or a potato, however you like to say it.
Right.
You know? It's similar, you know, also similar kind of thing. I had a conversation with a guy this week online, very nice conversation, about the topic came up, does slide to frame fit affect accuracy? And he says, I don't think it does. And I says, well, give me a reason. He says, I don't really have a reason. I just don't see how it can affect the accuracy of the gun. And when I explained it to him, you know, how proper slide to frame fit, correct tolerances, keep the slide to frame from moving around, keep the slide from moving around sloppy on the frame, allow the barrel to fit up properly in the slide, on the slide stop pin, which is in the frame, so that it returns the battery the same exact position each and every time, and that allows the gun to be more accurate. He was like, oh, well, that makes sense. Well, yeah, I mean, that's why we teach it, you know? There's a lot of misnomers out there, whether it's trigger pull, caliber-related stuff, you know, build process stuff. There's a lot of misnomers out there that, you know, people are spreading falsehoods, and they really don't have the experience to say one way or another.
But they're doing it under the auspice of I'm an authority on this, I'm an expert on this, right? And they have people that are listening or watching or reading what they put down or publish or video. And they're like, oh, my God, all these guns I own, none of them are any good.
And I think, quite honestly, I think to some degree it can hurt people's credibility because, you know, you're seen as an authority. And that's why I try to be really careful what I say online and on the air, because you're seen as an authority and people respect you for your knowledge and for what they think you know, whether you know it or not. And then you come out with some wild hair and all the other professionals and people that know better look at you like, say what? Surely you didn't mean to say that. Yes, I did mean to say that. And then you double down, you know, and everybody's looking at you like, wow. Are you stuck in 1980? Because that's not the way it is, you know?
But without naming names, are there any factory guns that are striker-fired out there that are well done, in your opinion?
It's funny you bring that up because I think one of the – yes, the answer to that is yes. And I can name a name.
Okay.
I think Walther has done a great job with the design and implementation of some of their new offerings. I've talked to the guys at Walther numerous times at different events. I think their trigger could be better, and there are some companies out there that are bringing aftermarket triggers out to do that, and that will make the Walther, like the Q5 Match, for example, or the PP, I think it's a PPQ. It'll make that an exceptional gun for those people who want a striker-fired gun. Fits in the hand great and whatnot. But those people out there that think the striker-fire is the new hotness, I got news for you. John Browning was using the striker-fire design in the 1890s and early 1800s, or early 1900s rather, and then he went to a hammer design for the 1911 and the high power. There had to be a reason for that. Because he could have done the 1911 as a striker-fired gun, but he didn't.
Seems like a lot of times with some of these striker-fired guns, when they're trying to mod the trigger or make the trigger better, that they're trying to mimic the 1911 trigger, to me.
They are, absolutely. Absolutely. They're trying to get as close to that trigger field because aside from a single action army operating in single action form.
Right.
By and large, the opinion, if you ask a mass of professional shooters, by and large, you are hard pressed to get a better feeling trigger, a better trigger action than a single action 1911 style trigger. It's just mechanical facts.
I find it, and we got about a minute left, so I'm just going to finish with it. I just find it shocking that somebody who should be able to, would be a bit of a historian with this, 1911s, before people like you existed, were being carried all over the place in the military, being used all the time, I don't remember ever, maybe if you run out of ammo, I've never heard of somebody having a malfunction or something because it wasn't dependable. So that stuff, I just find that amazing. I know about the ammo and I know about the guns of the time. But still, so many of them out there, you would have thought something would have happened. To find out more about Chambers Custom, go to chamberscustom.com. Joe is the professor. He is the head of 1911 University, and you can find him here every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You too. Next up, it's Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.